ادا کرتی ہیں, تھینکس ادا کرتی ہیں, گیت گائیں گے ہندی میں. ناؤ دا سسٹر یوکو اینڈ ادر سسٹر ول سنگ اے سانگ ان ہندی.
شکلن گائے دل گھڑی گھڑی آپ کا, آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا, آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا.
You have given me the love of the whole world.
اکیوں میں تیرے میرے پیار کے سائے ہیں, اشکوں کے موتی تیرے یاد میں بہائے ہیں, گنو کیوں نہ گاؤں میں ایسے مہربان کا, گنو کیوں نہ گاؤں میں ایسے مہربان کا. آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا, آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا.
Your image has merged in my eyes. I've shed tears of love in your remembrance. How can I not sing praise of your virtue? You've given me the love of the entire world and beyond.
دنیا کی پریت کو دل سے دور رکھے,
having forgotten the love of physical world, I'm happy now that I've connected my heart with the Sadguru. I've written your name on my heart.
نام میں نے آپ کا, آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا, آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا. گلو تیرا پیار ہے میرا ایمان ہے, اس کے سہارے چل رہے میرے پرام ہے,
وشو تا ہمارا جیسے شمع
پل بنے کا,
رشو تا ہمارا جیسے شمع پل بنے کا.
آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا,
آپ
نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا. من تنگ شام سویرے, اب میں نشہ بس میں ہے میرے, کھل دیا کاتما اس بےمان کا, کھل دیا کاتما اس بےمان کا. آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا, آپ نے دیا ہے مجھے پیار دو جہان کا. Jacob. आपका आपने दिया के मुझे प्यार दो जहान का आपने दिया के मुझे प्यार दो जहान का सुख मन गाए दिल घड़ी घड़ी आपका सुख मन गाए दिल घड़ी घड़ी आपका आपने दिया के मुझे प्यार दो जहान का आपने दिया के मुझे प्यार दो जहान का
दोनों जहाँ का
प्यार तो क्या अनुभव भी कराती और दोनों जहाँ में बाबा और दादियाँ हम सबको पहुँचा देती हैं कितना हम शुक्रिया करें उतना ही कम है जितना हम दिल से बाबा को साथ रख के दादियों को साथ रख के चलते हैं तो बाबा और दादियाँ हमको तीनों लोगों की सैर कंपनी कराती रहती हैं फिर कालदर्शी बना देती हैं त्रिमूर्ति बना देती हैं और त्रिलोक की नाच बना देती हैं तो हम दिल से घड़ी घड़ी प्यारे प्यारे बाबा और दादी जानकी जी का बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया करते हैं क्योंकि दादी जी अभी हमारे बीच आई हैं एक बार जोर से ताली बजाइए
वेलकम दादी फॉर एंड गिव अ स्पेशल थैंक्स फॉर हैविंग कमिंग अप कम अप टुडे
ओम शांति आवाज से ओम शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति देखो मैंने कितनी अच्छा मीठी मीठी अच्छा गीत गाया
so just see how
मुझे याद नहीं था मैं जन्म मिली ना मैंने कहा ये थे बहुत अच्छे अच्छे गीत और भी गाती है
they sing wonderful
अच्छा
songs in Hindi
अभी
especially.
मैं दो मिनट तीन मिनट मृत्युंजय भाई का आज बर्थडे है
today is मृत्युंजय भाई's birthday
so भवन में बैठे हैं
share
मुझे दुर्गा में ऊपर आऊंगा मुझे पता नहीं था बर्थडे मनाने आ रहा है
So he had just
अच्छा,
told me during the day that he's coming up but
he
said that he would be celebrating
his
birthday today. So that he wants to hear from him. What determination, what inspirations do you have today for the self, for Baba's family, for service?
Om Shanti. Sarvapratham Adraniya Dadi Ji ko dil se shukriya.
First of all, I'd like to give thanks to Dadi Ji from the heart.
बच्चों को इस समय हर क्षण खुशी फैलाने के लिए, शांति फैलाने के लिए, पवित्रता को फैलाने के लिए,
Baba has given a signal to spread peace and love,
बरकरार के रखने के लिए,
harmony all over, to build the unity within the family. Always remember that we're children of one family, and we have to prove this to the world.
सेवा दी
Duty has given us the special service and duty.
And
so on the basis of our thoughts and sanskars and karma, and through the art of living, we have to reveal this to the world. This is my aim.
ऐसी खुशी हर दिन खुशी मनावे हर व्यक्ति के जीवन में खुशी लावे
I have the thought of celebrating each day with happiness and sharing that happiness with others.
It's
the only way we can carry Baba's task forward and end all the sorrow and the peacelessness that we see around us. We've taken so much sustenance from Baba for so many years, so many teachings, so much love and power. Baba has always kept us ahead in service even before Him. So we have to serve in a way that our every thought makes His world transform us. This is my thought for the day.
इतनी खुशी
Whenever I meet Dadi, I'm always filled with so much happiness.
चार शब्द शिक्षा देते हैं
And I've always seen that whenever Dadi even speaks four words to anybody,
तीर ऐसा मुझे लगता है मुझे एक मिसाल के तौर पर एक बात बताता हूँ
It really feels every word touches my heart like an arrow.
उसमें लता मंगेशकर की बहन वो आए थे उषा मंगेशकर आए थे
There was a famous singer who had come to Shantivan. She had very little time and she had come to meet Dadi. And Dadi just shared two words, I and mine, so just renounce both of these words, the arrogance of I and attachment of mine. And Dadi very succinctly shared Baba's powerful knowledge.
दादी उनको सुना रहे थी लग रहा था तीर मुझे
so
हम भी ये बात कहते हैं बहुत लोगों को मैं और मेरा परंतु दादी की वो कहने की वो सूक्ष्म बात थी बहुत मैं उसको विस्तार में नहीं जाएंगे उसी अनुसार क्योंकि दादी के लिए हम लोग सभी बहुत समय से सभी
दादी
जो अनुभव है जीवन में वो अनुभव हम लोगों के लिए एक शक्ति एक उम्मीद
always remember that the Dadi's experiences create a lot of power and a lot of hope for us too.
मैं इन आशाओं से हमारा अलौकिक बर्थडे है 45 years इस यज्ञ में.
It's actually my alaukik birthday today. It's 45 years since I've been with Baba and the Yagya. I've spent 31 years in Madhuban.
नीचे ऑफिस ऊपर और इस साल में जब आते हैं बहुत यादें आते हैं.
So when we come to Om Shanti Bhavan also I'm reminded of many, many aspects of service and meetings with Baba and events with the Dadis. So I'm thankful that Shashiban especially called me up today to Pandav Bhavan to be with all of you on this special day. Many, many thanks to everyone. Thank you for this opportunity to share as well.
शांतिवन ज्ञान सरोवर और ओम शांति भवन
शांतिवन ज्ञान सरोवर एंड ओम शांति भवन
हर स्थान का महत्व अपना है
ईच प्लेस हैज इट्स ओन इम्पोर्टेंस
आज के दिन सुबह को शांतिवन
So this one day, Dadi was in Shantivan in the morning, and late morning she was in Gyanstone, and by afternoon she came to Pandavan, so it's been wonderful.
Aise meethe meethe, pyare pyare, Baba ke bachchon ko, kya sunau?
So sitting in front of Baba's sweetest and loving children, What can I say?
So
we have some of the guests of the Raj Yoga Meditation Camp sitting here as well. Raise your hands. So there are a few who have come from Gyan Sarovar. These are contact souls who are having their meditation camp in Gyan Sarovar.
Shashi Ben, Om Shanti Bhavan mein roz aise hota hai.
Dadi is asking Shashiban if we have a gathering like this every day.
Of
course, it's not every day that we have class here. But Dadi says it's so lovely to sit together, see each one's face. Whenever Dadi comes to Pandavavan, then she sits in Indraprastha where she stays in front of Tower of Peace. What does she remember?
तुम बाबा को कैसे याद करती हो?
Someone had asked Dadi, how do you remember Baba? In what way do you remember Baba?
मैंने कहा मैं याद नहीं करती हूँ.
So I said I don't remember Baba.
याद नहीं करती हूँ. क्या करती हूँ?
So what do I do then?
उसके बिगर और कोई याद आता नहीं है.
I don't remember anyone but him. So how can I say how do I remember him? He is my Baba, isn't he?
ऐसा है. माता पिता
He's our mother and father, our teacher and our companion and our sadguru. So we have five main relationships with Baba. Mother, father, teacher, companion, friend and then sadguru.
Maa hai, baap hai,
It's a beautiful relationship of respect in each form, as the mother and the father and my teacher and my friend and Sadhguru.
मुझे आत्मा में कितना परमात्मा बाप ने
to look at each relationship and check
ऐसी जैसे के वर्षे में भी दिया है
Baba has given me the inheritance as well as the blessing of each relationship so am I using that I've received the Varsa, the inheritance that we belong to Baba Baba belongs to us As Mritunjaya Bhai said, he reminded us of the point of ego and attachment of I and mine and how we have to free ourselves from that. Someone asked me today, how do I know that I'm free from ego?
Wonderful.
It's good that Atma is also with us today. So think about this, how do I know that I'm free from ego? How many of you sitting here are free from ego? Raise your hands. Raise your hands if you are free from ego. Do you have this deep realization?
Yes, realization ho. Ego and ego, main.
So the arrogance, the ego of I.
Dusra. Ya to samjhenge main.
So either I see myself as not being able to do anything, or on the other hand, I have too much arrogance about how much I can do.
So
when I start saying, oh, no one knows me, no one understands my value, etc., etc., that's all part of the ego of I. The essence of the entire knowledge is to maintain that soul conscious stage and be the conqueror of attachment. That is the bare essence of the entire wisdom. So when I stabilize myself in the soul conscious stage, I can be the conqueror of attachment, whether it's a living being, whether it's physical body, whatever it is, I'm free from all attachments. Whenever we sit in Baba's remembrance, it's so beautiful. Everyone's so focused, so in tune. We are in that soul conscious stage. And it's only then that Baba pulls us. If I'm sitting in body consciousness, Baba cannot pull me. If the intellect wanders around, it fluctuates, then the intellect cannot belong to Baba. If the intellect gets stuck in any relationship, physical relationship, then my sins cannot be burnt away. Moreover, I may even create a new karmic account with those souls. There's a lot of effort in settling those accounts. So on one hand I have to finish clear all the old ones, but if I'm creating new ones, then it will take a lot more effort to end it. So sometimes Dadi sees such souls who are so stuck in their karmic accounts, and so she has a lot of mercy for them, that they should be free from these accounts. They stay with the family, they make that genuine effort and clear their accounts. So let us always pay attention that we're not creating new accounts.
Zarabi, ego attachment.
So pay attention to ego and attachment. Because that will not allow me to stabilize in that final stage of being the conqueror of attachment, the embodiment of remembrance. Dadi is looking at each one of you. So tell Dadi the truth. Look at yourself closely. To what extent have I become that embodiment of total remembrance? Smriti Swarup. Total embodiment of that awareness that I am a soul, I belong to Baba. I am a soul. I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me. And have that firm faith in drama. What does drama remind us of? Drama reminds me who I belong to. So this awareness will help me become the conqueror of attachment.
Automatic. Apne aap. Abhi naya saal aa raha hai.
So the new year is around the corner. Yesterday I was reminded that yesterday had been 11th of the 12th month of 2013. So
11, 12, 13.
So since the morning that he was being told to come up to Om Shanti Bhavan, even to last evening that he wasn't sure she would be able to come up, but she was pulled. She definitely wanted to come to Pandav Bhavan. When the minute we come to Pandav Bhavan, whichever place you go to the hut or Baba's room, the atmosphere is so special. There's no need to even say my Baba. All that you just are lost in is Baba. So it just emerges from the heart that Baba is residing in my heart. To those who have seated Baba in their heart, if I seat Baba in my heart, then Baba will definitely seat me in his heart. So what comes first? Do I have to sit in his heart first, or does he have to sit in my heart
first?
That he's asking one of the brothers. Someone had given Dadi a book of poems today. When you hear the word I, just remember who you are, who you belong to, where you have to return. You've now become those with the third eye. We've become Trikaldarshi, the knower of the three aspects of time. And then the master of the three worlds. So it's easy to experience this, isn't it? This is knowledge, this is yoga, isn't it? What is knowledge? What is spiritual wisdom? To become the knower of the three aspects of time. Then when you sit in yoga, you become. And then you understand, I have to go back home, and so you become the master of the three worlds. I always remember that Didi Manmohini's words, Ab ghar jana hai, we have to return home. In her final years, that was all she was focused on. We now have to return home. We now have to return home. So we have that consciousness, the awareness that we have to return home. And so even while we are here, whatever we are doing in this corporeal world, we know that we are meant for that home. We are just residing in that home. We come just to do our service and then we return back to the Supreme Abode. So I live only with my Baba in that Avyakt region. So you're seeing Baba sitting before you. Where does Baba live? So bring that resident of the Supreme Abode down here, making a true companion. He's come to make us equal to himself. He's come to specially make us a resident of the subtle region. And Brahma Baba from there is giving us Sakash to become equal to him. So one is we receive Sneh or love from the Father, and then we receive Sakash, or that powerful current of light and might. So experience both of these. Experience Sneh and experience Akash.
Yeah,
was sharing points to send out to everyone to Urvashi, and that's what she's remembering now. So just remember these two words. Significance of Baba's wisdom, the truth behind his words. If I'm not faithful and obedient, I cannot catch that love. I cannot draw that love in from Baba. Look at everyone's virtues and not their defects. Become complete with all virtues. Become loving towards all. Make others as loving as Baba. Practice that bhava of Sakash.
Now
they received message that the ashes of Uncle Steve are being taken by the family to his hometown in Guyana. Auntie has gone, Auntie Betty, and then Savi from Canada, and then Gayatri Ben from New York. So they're going to have a special gathering in Guyana. And as you know, Uncle was former vice president of Guyana. So they're going to immerse the ashes in one of the rivers there. His Uncle Steve, in the last few years of his life, had practiced a lot of Sakash. He used to stay in silence and send a lot of Sakash all over. So that was his service at the end. And even now, the entire Brahmin family received the Sakash of such seniors, of those who have gone on. So when you sit in front of the sun, you receive light and might, rays of light. There's no trace, no space for any kind of darkness. So ignorance is that darkness, and wisdom is the light. So I have to remove all the darkness from within my life. Dadi is also reminded of Dadi Prakashmani. She also had a beautiful name, Jewel of Light. Previously we used to call her Dadi Kumarka, but then once service began full-fledged, she served with her face and her behavior, and she played such a beautiful part, and so that is why she was given the name Dadi Prakashmani, or Jewel of Light. So it's the Sakash of these seniors of the ancestor souls that are sustaining the family, the beautiful family that we see in front of us today. We see the history hall where Brahma Baba himself created the picture of the cycle and the tree. These are the original pictures of Sakar Baba's days. And then you have Lakshmi Narayan trance light, which is from Sakar Baba's days. That, if you've seen it closely, is a very special trance light. You have Shiv Baba on the top, and then you have Brahma Vishnu Shankar, and below that you have Lakshmi Narayan, and then right at the bottom you have Radha and Krishna. So Baba often talked about that particular picture and how each one is connected to the next. It's so easy to explain Baba's knowledge and essence of what he comes and does. Okay, so should I say Om Shanti now? Do you want to say anything else to Dadi? So there had been the thought of giving toli, but then Dadi has to go down now to Shantivan, and so you will get special. You will eat your dinner in Baba's remembrance, and that will be very special. Dadi's remembering a special song, having belonged to you, Baba, and experiencing super sensuous joy. So experience that all the time, stay in that super sensuous joy, having belonged to Baba. What do you experience? So
now we sit in Baba's remembrance.